Chapter 1. The Ninth Labour. Heracles stood before the high battlements that separated the citadel of Tiryns from the palace of the king. The head of the Nemean lion sat atop his forehead like a helmet, casting its shadow over his stern features. Its tangled mane flowed to his shoulders, and its black hide hung down his back to his ankles, making him look even more massive than he already was. His broad chest rose and fell slowly, and his muscular arms hung still at his sides, the bald fists the only sign of the tension within. Birds were singing in the trees beyond the city walls, and the first light of dawn had crept into the heavens, forcing back the darkness and extinguishing all but the brightest stars. His escort fidgeted nervously as they waited for the arrival of Eurystheus and his advisers, and despite their numbers, a dozen archers and twice as many spearmen, they had every reason to be uneasy. Heracles was a full head taller than any of his guards, and had more strength in his enormous frame than all of them put together. What was more, he was itching for a fight. Iolaus stood beside him with his hands behind his back, the slow tapping of his foot the only sign of the impatience that was eating at him. He threw an occasional sidelong glance at his uncle, but Heracles said nothing. He was used to being summoned by Eurystheus and left to wait. It was the king's way of reminding him that he was his slave, by order of the gods themselves. Yet his patience was stretching thinner and thinner, and if he was ignored for much longer, he knew the desire to find a target for his smouldering fury would overwhelm him. At last, the tension was relieved by the sound of voices. Heracles raised his eyes to the ramparts, where slaves were slotting torches into the iron brackets in the walls. Moments later, he heard footsteps and the swish of heavy robes dragging over stone. Eurystheus's fleshy face, with its bulbous eyes and dribbling lips, appeared at one of the crenellations. He attempted to hide his fear behind an imperious glare, which fooled no one. Iphicles, Heracles' brother and Iolaus' father, stood beside the king, whom he served as